I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Authorities say a Georgia jail inmate died in custody on Saturday. The AJC reports that deputies and medical staff found 40-year-old Jamie Chrishell Henry unresponsive during a routine cell check. Medical staff took Henry to a hospital where she was pronounced dead. Henry, who is from Douglasville, was being held for another law enforcement agency. The GBI will do an autopsy and the sheriff's office will investigate the death. One of Atlanta's primary reservoirs is leaking. Atlanta watershed employees noticed an unusual flow of water into a storm drain and traced it back to Hemphill Reservoir No. 1, and then they took that offline. The two Hemphill reservoirs account for a half billion gallons of water storage. According to CBS 46, upgrading the city's aging water system has been a priority for several years. The city will spend more than $1 billion on its water infrastructure capital program over the next 5 years. The Georgia Department of Natural Resources says they are short of game wardens. The game wardens are state police officers that enforce the boating, fishing, hunting, and environmental laws. WRDW-TV reports that with 43 Georgia counties not having a game warden assigned, wardens from adjacent counties must pick up the slack. The DNR is currently in hiring mode, with another class of trainees expected to graduate in January of 2019. The cutoff to apply to be in that class is May 31st. Well, some public art in Marietta may be getting a reprieve. Colorful murals around Marietta Square, which were unveiled in mid-April, were scheduled to be removed in mid-June. But thanks to public outcry, their fate is now uncertain. The murals include a trio of giant realistic chickens paying homage to a famous Marietta landmark, and another that depicts a huge pitted peach in honor of Georgia's state fruit. According to the Marietta Daily Journal, the city's historic review board originally approved the display for 60 days, but an online petition asking that the murals remain in place has garnered more than 550 signatures. And with the effects of subtropical storm Alberto spreading across the southeast, Atlanta-based Delta Airlines is issuing travel waivers for those who need to cancel or reschedule some flights. According to Delta's news hub, flight changes and cancellations without a fee are allowed for flights in and out of Tallahassee, Pensacola, Key West, and Destin-Fort Walton Beach in Florida and Mobile, Alabama today. Travel must be rebooked by June 1st. In sports, the Atlanta Dream lost to the Dallas Wings Saturday night in WNBA action, the final score 80-70. The Dream pulled within 2 points late in the third quarter, but they were unable to sustain the comeback effort. They play the Minnesota Lynx tomorrow night. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.